WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. Welcome to Wednesday. It's May 30th, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
We've got a foggy start this morning and still the threat of a thunderstorm through the end of the week. That viral video of police punching a woman on the Wildwood Beach shows exactly what not to do if you're placed under arrest. The driver of the school bus involved in that horrific crash on Route 80 due in court today. Roseanne Barr still tweeting after her racist rant got her show canceled by ABC. In sports, Yankees tie it in the ninth, then beat the Astros in 10. Braves rally late in a walk-off victory over the Mets. Out West, Phillies handle the Dodgers. Details of our top stories coming up in the minutes ahead. We begin this morning with first weather, and we continue to have the threat of rain this week.
Temperatures will trend cooler heading into this Wednesday. There will be some areas of fog early. Otherwise, a lot of cloud cover and also a slight chance for a shower thunderstorm popping up as high temperatures eventually climb into the low to mid-70s. Then rain will increase in coverage through the evening and overnight hours with some scattered showers and a few rumbles of thunder. Lows overnight will drop into the low to mid-60s. And some more scattered showers and thunderstorms will push through on Thursday with highs in the mid to upper 70s. The warming trend carries over Friday with some more rain at times and highs in the low 80s. And an area of low pressure will keep the wet weather going into the upcoming weekend. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr.
Asbury Park, 63. Millville, 66. Kenilworth is 63 this hour. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. The Philadelphia woman seen on video being punched in the head by a Wildwood police officer says she was spitting out sand after being knocked to the beach, not spitting on the officer. Police have not yet released body cam video from the officers, but say it will show the woman was aggressive with police before she had to be subdued. As officials continue to investigate the incident and attempt to assign blame, one thing is for certain. What you saw on that video is not how an arrest should go down.
Law professor Mark Debneau at Seton Hall says many times a minor offense transitions into a felony because an individual is resisting.
Everybody should understand that basically they're powerless if police determine whatever they've done warrants an arrest.
Alexandra Shalom with the American Civil Liberties Union of New Jersey says one is prohibited from obstructing the administration of law.
You can't physically resist. You can't run away.
While you have the right to remain silent, Shalom notes you technically also have the right to use profanity, but that'll likely escalate the situation. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Your commuter weather for this morning. We have some fog around. It could be thick in some areas, and we'll see some clouds and sunshine today, and still the threat that we may have a shower or thunderstorm popping up almost anywhere at any time today, and that's going to continue right on through the week. Temperatures in the 60s as you step outside, and we'll probably get into the 70s near 80 later today. Still ahead, Roseanne Barr continues tweeting after her racist rant, and we'll have an update on that horrific school bus crash on Route 80, the driver due in court this morning. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
Jersey Radio.
I'm telling you, you speak with common sense.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:06. We've got temperatures in the 60s this morning, and we're going up into the mid-70s today. Some fog and drizzle around, cloudy, a shower, a thunderstorm isolated, popping up just about anywhere at any time throughout the day today. And that's probably going to be the story right on through the start of the weekend. We'll have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. The driver of a school bus that collided with a dump truck killing a student and teacher is due in court today, charged with death by auto. Meanwhile, one of the crash survivors is getting a big welcome home. Patrick Lavery joins us live with continuing coverage of the story this morning. Patrick?
Eric, if you've kept up to date on this at NJ1015.com, you know already about 11-year-old fifth grader Brendan O'Callaghan, who suffered numerous injuries, broken nose and collarbone, punctured lung, a concussion. He came home Monday to a visit from representatives from the Giants, including former star Justin Tuck.
All I cared about is me being with my family and stuff, and that they could help me get through this.
It's hoped Brendan will be well enough to be back in class tomorrow, though with such little time left in the school year, it may not be possible to get all the way caught up right away. Plus, Brendan will require more medical treatment, even with his recovery now transitioning to home. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. Following that accident, Congressman Josh Gottheimer, whose district that accident occurred in, is introducing legislation to improve school bus safety measures.
Representative Gottheimer's Secures Act would require lap shoulder seatbelts on all new large school buses. He also wants changes to New Jersey's bus driver screening practices, since we don't regularly test drivers like Pennsylvania does.
It's not just when you get your license up front, but that you get continuing ongoing training and making sure that our bus drivers are the best ones and qualified and continue to be the best ones as they progress through their careers to drive our kids.
Gottheimer says his two children attend school in a district near Paramus, and he developed the Secures Act through recommendations from parents and the National Transportation Safety Board. Senator Bob Menendez is introducing a companion bill to his colleagues. Daniela Burson, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's first news, 508. Roseanne Barr shows no sign she's going to remain quiet about her firing from her popular ABC series and has highlighted supporters' tweets criticizing the network. ABC canceled the rebooted Roseanne after a racist tweet by the comedian attacking Valerie Jarrett, an advisor to former President Obama. Barr's post-firing tweets included an apology, but also a retweet of a post that juxtaposed an image of Jarrett with an image of a Planet of the Apes actor. Never before has a bigger share of New Jersey residents expressed a negative view of their state. In a new Monmouth University poll, just 15% of residents rate Jersey as an excellent place to live. 39% barely register the state as good.
Combined, that's a positivity rating of 54%.
You might say, well, that's a majority, but very rarely do we see that number dip below 60%.
Poll director Patrick Murray says respondents had much higher opinions of their local communities. When asked what about New Jersey worries them the most, the number one response among residents, once again, was property taxes.
Rather than spending time wasting their vote at the ballot box, I think a lot of people are starting to think that it's more effective for them to vote with their feet and just leave the state.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The National Animal Rights Group is accusing the Cowtown Rodeo of animal cruelty after a horse died. A shark group, as it's known, released video showing the horse slamming into a fence, going into convulsions, being roughly tied up and dragged out of view. Cowtown officials vehemently deny allegations of cruelty. They claim the horse got immediate attention from a veterinarian on site at all events. They called the horse's death an unfortunate accident. Governor Murphy wants to give a boost to New Jersey's tech economy by helping people with science and engineering jobs pay off college loans, provided they stick around long enough.
Governor Phil Murphy is pitching a two-part plan to boost the science, technology, engineering, and math fields in New Jersey, a loan forgiveness program, and state-subsidized paid internships.
These are the jobs we need to capture to build New Jersey's future, to not only pull more of these jobs to New Jersey, but also to keep the New Jerseyans training for these jobs here.
$2,000 a year in student loans would be forgiven for people in high-growth STEM occupations, but because the idea is retaining people long-term, someone would have to hold a job for 4 years, then get the benefits for the following four. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Murphy's health commissioner is touting the benefits of medical marijuana, imploring students at Rutgers Medical School to embrace cannabis as another way to help their patients. Commissioner Sharif Elnahal hopes to spur more research, but says so far there really hasn't been much. He worries too many doctors view marijuana as alternative medicine and believes it's partly because its use remains strictly illegal under federal law. Seaside Heights wants to shut down the infamous Karma nightclub, saying it's no longer welcome in town. Karma was where many of the drunken and debaucherous antics of the Jersey Shore cast started when the show was on the air. Town officials say Karma is in violation of zoning laws and no longer fits with their new family-friendly image. Temperatures this morning in the 60s when you step outside. It's foggy. It's damp. There may be some drizzle out there. We could see a shower, a thunderstorm popping up anywhere, anytime across the state today, as we'll have mostly clouds overhead and highs may not reach 80 today, and that's probably going to be the pattern now as we move through the remainder of the week. We'll get an extended look at the forecast and a peek into your weekend, and then recap our top stories next.
Your phone is always with you.
And so is New Jersey 101.5.
Listen to New Jersey 101.5 anytime, anywhere.
Download the app.
I actually use the app. I listen from across the country.
The New Jersey 101.5 app. Download it now.
It's free.
Supported by Robert Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14. As we take a look at the weather pattern of the next few days, umbrella in hand is probably going to be your best bet.
Overall, Jersey will be looking at a relatively unsettled stretch of weather heading towards the upcoming weekend. A weak front may contribute to a few showers and thunderstorms today. That chance of rain is going to increase from tonight into Thursday and Friday. And a slow-moving area of low pressure offshore is going to pump in some moisture, producing some more wet weather off and on during the upcoming weekend. Then finally, a change in that weather pattern into the early portion of next week with a trend towards some drier conditions. In the meantime, the main challenge early today will be some areas of fog, although there may also be a little bit of patchy drizzle at times, especially along the shore. Into the afternoon, an isolated shower thunderstorm may pop up. High temperatures today will climb into the low to mid-70s, and then some scattered showers and thunderstorms will push through tonight as overnight lows drop down into the low to mid-60s. You're going to be out on Thursday. Once again, some clouds and also a few scattered showers and thunderstorms popping up at times as well. High temperatures will hit the mid to upper 70s. There will be periods of rain on Friday with high temperatures in the low 80s. And that area of low pressure offshore produces some more rain off and on during the weekend. Highs in the mid to upper 70s Saturday, near 70 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, that viral video of police punching a woman on the Wildwood Beach shows exactly what not to do if you are placed under arrest. The experts say don't resist, your day in court is coming. The driver of the school bus involved in a horrific crash on Route 80 will learn in court today if he'll be free before his trial on homicide charges. In sports, Yankees tied in the ninth and beat the Astros in 10 innings, 6-5. Braves rallied late, a walk-off victory over the Mets. 6-1 out west, the Phillies handled the Dodgers. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Here's your bus stop forecast for this Wednesday morning. There'll be some areas of fog and a little bit of drizzle starting off the day with temperatures in the 60s to low 70s. Then an isolated shower thunderstorm may pop up into the afternoon as highs hit the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr.
Jersey Radio.
All of the news and the weather updates.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News. A full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22 it is on a Wednesday morning in the Great Garden State this morning. And we have temperatures that are in the 60s as you step outside. But it is a little humid. There may be some fog out there and some drizzle. Showers could be developing later today. High temperatures will struggle to hit 80. And really, this unsettled weather pattern will continue as we approach the weekend. And don't look now, but the official start of the hurricane season is only 2 days away for New Jersey, and state residents are being urged to get themselves ready.
State climatologist Dave Robinson says hurricane season usually peaks around Labor Day at the start of September. However,
you can certainly have early season storms. We've seen them before. Again, we always have to keep our guard out.
Jake Lees of the Atlantic County OEM says as first responders check preparedness equipment, members of the public should make sure they have emergency supplies on hand and a plan to evacuate if necessary.
Have somewhere to go, whether it's in Pennsylvania or west of the coast.
David Mathau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A New York man who broke his arm running on the George Washington Bridge is now suing the Port Authority, alleging there's not enough space for cyclists and pedestrians. Dennis O'Donnell was headed back to Manhattan from a Bergen County run last year. He was training along the shared pedestrian and bike path, clipped by a cyclist, hurled to the ground, breaking his arm badly, he says, and it's never fully healed. O'Donnell is seeking money, but also hopes the lawsuit will compel the Port Authority to address those safety concerns. The parents of Winslow Township Middle School girl have filed a lawsuit against the district, claiming their daughter endured more than a year of bullying, but nothing was done to ever stop it.
The incident started in February 2016 when a group of girls started to harass the child by calling her derogatory sexual names in school and in text messages. The lawsuit says one of the bullies even made up a rumor about the girl sending nude pictures to a boy. The girl's mother became aware of the bullying in October 2016, but despite bringing the issue up to the administration, she believed nothing had been done. Instead, she says her daughter's bullying continued through June 2017. The taunts turned physical when one bully grabbed her daughter by the hair and dragged her across the floor. Jen Ursulo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A young man from New Jersey has died after he fell while taking pictures on a cliff overlooking the Delaware River. This was near Hancock in Sullivan County, New York, upstate. The 24-year-old was hiking with friends when he fell off the ledge. His body was not recovered until a day later due to the rough terrain. Peregrine Falcons have been making a comeback in New Jersey and elsewhere after their numbers had dwindled down to only a few in recent times. David Wheeler is with the Conservative Wildlife Foundation.
One of the things that's so unique about falcons is that they're often found in urban areas, in places where you wouldn't expect to see wildlife.
Volunteers are busy banding peregrine chicks to track their future movements at nesting sites in Elizabeth and Jersey City earlier this week. President Trump has accused House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi of being an MS-13 lover and dismissed a Democratic Senate candidate as a tool of Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. That line of attack is likely to become familiar as Trump boosts Republican congressional candidates ahead of the midterm elections. He was in Tennessee Tuesday promoting the Senate candidacy of Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn, whose race is among those crucial to holding a Republican majority. Temperatures in the 60s as you step outside this morning. We'll struggle to reach 80 today and won't in many areas. Some fog around this morning, some drizzle and showers develop later, and that pattern continues for the next few days. We'll have full forecast details coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, what should you really be doing if you are placed under arrest? Not what you saw in that viral video from the boardwalk or from the beach in Wildwood. We'll have an update on that story and check business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28, as we update business news. Stocks skidding in Asia as Italy heads for another round of elections. Investors worry could become a referendum on whether to stay in the Euro bloc. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow turned negative for the year, losing 1.6% at 24,361. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. We're written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bichow is at the editor's desk. Digital content from Dan Alexander, and our managing editor is Lou Hochman.
Dennis and Judy.
So stupid, by the way. Rookie mistake.
No, rookie mistake was agreeing to work with you 20 years ago. That was a rookie mistake.
Weekdays 10 till 2.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
On New Jersey 101.5 and NJ101.5.com.